I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. To become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got an amazing show in store for you this evening. A very special meditation coming from the Arcturians and some really interesting information from Archangel Michael. But before we get to that, I'd like to start off the program in the usual way with the Hari Om Mantra Meditation by Sri Swami Satchidananda.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari.
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari.
Om Hari
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Hari Om.
Yes, Sri Swami Satchidananda doing some japa yoga with the Hari Om mantra. And for those new to ET yoga, we use yoga in the real sense, which is yoga meaning union of you and your higher self. and the various branches of yoga all lead to the same path. And Swami Satchidananda was the founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, which features six main branches of yoga. And as usual, I'd like to give my disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're new to ET yoga, you also know that I totally applaud your efforts to try to distance yourself from mainstream medical as much as humanly possible. And I'd like to mention that with respect to tonight's program, we're going to be talking a lot about Arcturian energy. And I was first exposed to Arcturian energy back about 2007 through the website of Sal Rachelle. And that's R-A-C-H-E-L-E. And he does channel some Arcturians and has many articles and channelings there at his main website. And also, if you're new to ET yoga, you might find it handy to have a pen and paper handy because we'll be giving lots of information and names and ways that you can research a lot of the information on the program tonight at your leisure. And I also at that time became familiar with the Infinity Codes of 2007. And basically that was through the magic of the crop circles. And that is Animated Crop Circles by Janosch, and that's J-A-N-O-S-H. And these are just a phenomenal meditation. You can actually go on your computer, Google search The Magic of the Crop Circles, Animated Crop Circles by Janosch. That's Animated Crop Circles by Janosch, and they make for a beautiful meditation. And what you'll find there is just absolutely gorgeous color, and when these crop circles are animated, they make for a really focused meditation, and each of the crop circles has a particular frequency, and those frequencies are very powerful. And it became so popular back in about 2007 that it became actually these crop circles the product of the year in 2007 on the internet, and was called Sacred Geometry, like G-A-I-A-M-E-T-R-Y, Geometry with HemiSync. So it comes with music, and these crop circles are just a phenomenal technique. Now, they used to be given away free back in 2007, and I used to spend my lunch hours meditating with these animated crop circles, and would highly, highly recommend them, as well as all the art by Janosch. In fact, I was able at one point to download 8x10 color pictures of these crop circles and actually have a huge mural on one wall of my apartment with these gorgeous crop circles. So that was my first introduction to the Arcturian energy, and Archangel Michael is connected with that energy as well. And I know that the following amazing process was suggested by Archangel Michael, and I don't think too many people would remember it all. So my suggestion, it's very short, only a paragraph in length, but has lots of components to it. And my suggestion is to listen to the archive of the ET Yoga show probably Monday by the time that I do the proper insert of information that's required for the guys at BBS to make an archive of the program. And it usually comes up late Sunday night or Monday. And I would suggest then going through these instructions to do this particular technique. And it involves intending a crystal pyramid of light to be constructed at the 5D level through intent. And this pyramid has a capstone that is multicolored and spiral-shaped. The crystal contains 12 crystal chairs inside and a crystal table in the center. Hanging from top to the table is another crystal, and from the base of the pyramid to the table. When you lay down on the table, you imagine it conforms to your body. You then visualize a violet flame coming from under the table and surrounds you, while from the top crystal comes golden lightning bolts, which eventually engulf the entire inside structure. These bolts connect with the cosmic spiritual power. Your intentions for healing are placed in the center of this vortex. The process can also be used to clear up disputes, troubled relationships, and for reality creation. The intentions are placed on the table, and allowance for the highest good for all is the cornerstone. So this is a process suggested by Archangel Michael. And I'm giving this as an example because some of the information on tonight's program, I think it would be wise if you were intending to actually practice some of the techniques offered, that the best way to do it would be at your leisure, and the best way to do that would be to access the archive of this program. And that can be done in two ways. You can go directly to BBS Radio and search through current archives, or another way is you can go to my website, www.etyoga.com, and look on the main page where it says Radio Archives. Click the Radio Archives, and you're automatically there. And there seems to be a lot of new Arcturians on the block, so to speak, and one of those is certainly Teal Swan, who's now called Teal Swan Scott, and I've seen many of her videos. I'm very impressed with the information that she puts out. So if you don't know about Teal, I would suggest that you check her out. And another woman who has Arcturian background like Teal is Manithya Sudevi, and her last name is S-U-D-E-V-I, Sudevi. And she has a real interesting YouTube out right now, and it's about the 10 steps to free yourself from the conspiracy against enlightenment. And I thought I'd share those 10 steps with you this evening. The first is, do not eat, consume any fluoride ever. Number two, do not consume any aspartame ever. Number three, avoid eating genetically modified, non-organic, and highly processed foods. Number four, avoid watching television. Five, question your education. Six, reevaluate the validity of popular opinion. Seven, look within yourself to discover who you are. Eight, keep a regular spiritual routine. Nine, drop all the judgments you have against those who are not ready to make the same changes you're making. And 10, let enlightenment be your number one priority. I thought this was a very interesting list. And, of course, some of my favorites that I talk about a lot are the toxic elements in the, fluoride is toxic waste, which is in our water, and how important it is to not drink fluoride and to be involved with pure water. Water being found to be a perfect reflection of consciousness and actually has a consciousness of its own. So that was shown by Masaru Emoto, E-M-O-T-O. And if you haven't looked up the power of water by Emoto, a very, very informative website and book. And also, I also really liked on her list this whole thing about watching television, because I know my friends have a hard time figuring out why I don't watch television. And the Pleiadians, I know, are really big on this, and clearly it's the number one vehicle for influencing public opinion. A very interesting list, and as I said, there's a YouTube video where she actually goes into a lot of detail, about 10 or 20 minutes on each of these points. So if you're interested in following up on Manithya Sudevi, that's S-U-D-E-V-I, and the 10 steps to free yourself from the conspiracy against enlightenment. And further along this whole idea of Arcturian energy, I'd like to mention that there seems to be just more and more and more people now with Arcturian background that are really coming forward, and I'm really pleased to see this, because it's just so encouraging to see such high energy coming out now. And she also mentions, of course, to be very careful about not taking these toxic cocktails, as she calls them, which are the vaccines. And in case you're not aware or haven't heard, the new flu shots have been basically labeled as ineffective this year, even though they're being aggressively marketed for people to buy them. And from the Natural News, and this was from Natural News on December 5th, actually, and I quote, "For the first time we can remember, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention are going to be on the record as saying that the flu vaccine won't work this year." And the warning comes just before the busiest part of the flu season in January and February. Unfortunately, there won't be any refund for any of the patients or insurance companies who spent money on flu shots earlier this fall. But don't worry, just when you thought the CDC could boost their credibility, they found a way to put a sales pitch on the end of this warning. The CDC says if you do come down with the flu, there's a cure. It's just going to cost more money, money that will end up profiting the pharmaceutical giants, GlaxoSmithKline and Roche. CDC officials are urging doctors to prescribe two specific antiviral medications for any patients who come in with flu symptoms. And this was written on December 5th, and it continues by saying that just last week the CDC issued a warning prompting Americans to take the flu vaccine if they haven't already. And health officials said they had 160 million flu shots on the shelves and ready to go. But just earlier in the week, this is really amazing, Italy launched an official investigation after about a dozen people died within 48 hours of getting the flu shot. And their national health agency issued an immediate warning saying, don't take the vaccine. But here in America, the CDC isn't going that far. In fact, they found a way of turning their failed vaccine into a promotion for yet another pharma drug. And it might be interesting to note that these shots were also never proven safe or effective in children either. Flu shots are heavily promoted for children right alongside mumps and measles vaccines. And if you're up to date on the latest, MMR has been linked as well to autism, the vaccine. And anyway, it turns out the flu shots were never scientifically tested for safety or efficacy in children. And you can check out what the insert for this vaccine directly admits, and I quote, "Safety and effectiveness of Flu-Level in pediatric patients have not been established," end of quote. It's right there in black and white and open admission, yet flu shots are aggressively marketed to parents and children as if they were Tic Tacs. And the real beauty of the entire vaccine industry scam is that no scientific evidence is required. And that's from Natural News, December 5th. So I guess on the list there of Sudevi's, vaccines didn't make her top 10, but they probably would make mine. So I just wanted to pass on that information because I was getting lots of information coming from friends of mine in Italy concerning this big brouhaha that happened there. And imagine that they actually came out and warned the public not to take it after multiple deaths there. So another fascinating saga in the vaccine whole situation. Now, I'd like to now move on to an amazing book I came across called The Teachings from the Sacred Temple. And it's from David K. Miller. That's The Teachings from the Sacred Triangle. And it's actually mostly about Arcturian energy and Arcturian information that's being passed down to us. And I'm now like to quote from Mr. K. Miller's channeling of Giuliano, the Arcturian. And this is what Giuliano has to say. We will speak about the fifth dimension. There have been questions about the fourth dimension, and we're recommending that you skip the fourth dimension and go directly to the fifth during your ascension process. The fifth dimension is totally beyond Earth incarnations. It is totally beyond what you know is the third dimensional reality. The fifth dimension is a reality based on galactic consciousness. The fourth dimension is a dimension that can be a higher vibration. It doesn't necessarily have this galactic consciousness and the interdimensional access to work with inter-universes. We have not spoken to you about these different universes. As you move into the fifth dimensional energies, you're going to comprehend and be able to work with the inter-universal energies. There is a special grace and compensation energy that is available between the period that you are now in and the period approximately in the years 2020 to 2030. And there will be a large boost of spiritual energy that will be made available to you during this period. And this boost of energy is going to give you the vibration and the energy level necessary to leap to the fifth. It is true that if you have a certain karma, then you might not be able to jump dimensions or skip lessons. And so how is it then that you will be able to move to another dimension? Well, how is it that you will be able to move out of your Earth incarnation cycle? The only way that you can do this is through a huge energy boost. Moving into higher levels requires energy, and we are not referring to the traditional energy that you know in the third dimension, such as nuclear energy or energy that you use to propel your cars. We are talking now about spiritual energy. We are talking about the higher energy that has to do with the self. There is a definite energy level for each person. You can notice their energy level when you meet people. Each person has their own energy level that they are vibrating on. We notice that sometimes you are depressed, which would be considered a slower energy. Sometimes you are excited and have a great deal of energy. And sometimes you are spiritual and feel lighter. When you are in a state of highest spiritual energy, then you feel extremely light and can have the ability to move yourself to the next dimension. You will be required to have a certain energy level and boost to raise to the fifth dimension. And this energy is being made available through the grace of Sananda. When the energy boost comes, you will process and work through a great deal of your karma and personal issues. Some have discussed having personal issues that will take them four lifetimes to process. Now, with energy boost and grace coming, you will be able to work through such issues in a very short time. Such shortening of your karma, which results in internally being able to work through personal issues, can cause hardships for you. But part of our mission is to help you receive more energy, and this is the main mission for us, the Arcturians, to help you process and work with more energy. When you have more energy, then you can work through problems more quickly. This will help you to accelerate your development, and this is the law of the universe, that is to expand. To accomplish expansion, you must need more energy. And we have brought interdimensional ships into the Earth realm. Many of the Arcturians on the ships are in deep meditation, and they are connecting with you telepathically. They are sending you energy. And we bring these powerful forces to you and have created an actual energy bridge, and you are part of that bridge. We are offering you specific ways to receive this light. When we look at each of you, each have a certain vibration or level of energy that is around your crown chakra. This crown chakra is your central receptor for universal energy. It is also, interestingly, the area that is most blocked because you have not been trained from childhood to use this energy center. You have not been brought up with that center open. We on Arcturus are very pleased at the attention that is paid to developing the crown chakra on our planet and the ability to connect with universal energy. So connecting to universal energy with the crown chakra is still a new experience for you. You must be reminded about the crown chakra and then have all the blocks around this energy removed. And we can use a sound to help you bring your crown chakra into alignment. It will be a different experience for you to have your crown chakra totally open. Many of you have, for some time now, been working on your heart chakra and your third eye. Now, it is time to direct your energy to the crown chakra. You have been doing this light work for so many years, you will find it easier to be brought into alignment. Take your consciousness or awareness and now go up your crown chakra. Your crown chakra should be very wide open now. Prepare to come up out of your body, above the earth, to a point that will be an interdimensional ship that is in the Jupiter corridor. And when you hear one say the word three, your consciousness will leave your body and go up to the position in the Jupiter corridor. The sound three is toned very strongly. Three. You are sitting in a place, in a room, like our Arcturian library, and are connected to this place through your crown chakra. You can look down below and begin to see your crown chakra down on Earth. It is wide open. We will give you information through your crown chakra. This information will be related to your mission, your energy, and the knowledge that you need to assimilate. Each of you has a specific aspect of this work on the third dimension that needs to be completed. Perhaps there are certain people that you have to work with, or perhaps there are certain ideas or knowledge that you need to bring forth to others. We will work with you in order to bring this knowledge down to you through your crown chakra. We are allowing a permanent connection to be made from your crown chakra to this library in our interdimensional ships. There are many questions that you need to have answered and resolved, and we are connected with you from your crown chakra to this place in our interdimensional ship in the Jupiter corridor. Now we will go one step above that, and you are sitting on the ship in your etheric self. Now I want you to connect to your crown chakra once again in order to go one step higher. We will go out of the solar system and travel to the Arcturus Temple of Tomar. We are going to go there in order to experience the crystal light. Know that this light from the crystal is a perfected light that has been especially designed to help you incorporate this Arcturian frequency into your third dimensional reality. We are giving you a special light ray from the temple that will be a particular frequency that you can use in the third dimensional life. You need this thread of light that is coming. You need to have the confidence in this connection. Let it come into your crown chakra in the library and then down into the crown chakra on the earth. We are in threes now. The bottom layer is your body residing on earth. The second is in your body in the interdimensional ship in Jupiter's corridor. And the third is your other body in the Arcturian Temple of Tomar. Let all three of the crown chakras connect. You are refining your ability to receive. You are receptive. You can use this affirmation. I am receptive to the Arcturian frequency. We are aligning our frequency generator, which emits a special crystal light specifically to your abilities to receive. And they suggest rapid ta-ta-ta sounds. We have a special energy frequency that we use to connect to the creator energy. This is a golden light that we originally worked with you on. I am sending that golden light down through all three bodies. The third dimensional body on Earth will experience a warmth and a bursting of love. An angelic surge of love is coming down all these bodies into your Earth body. And then, in this particular channeling, there is a special section here from Archangel Michael, and he says, I'm so happy to see you filled with love. I am happy for you to understand that the Arcturian frequency is a frequency of higher vibration and higher love. I know you have heard about cutting the cords of attachments. It is also important for you to hold this conduit or make this connection because we need the solidity to hold the earth dimension together. This has been a mission for the angelic presence. We have been working to assist in so many ways, and it's wonderful that you can come with such open crown chakras. And I have a message for you that has to do with the fulfillment of your work. We are able, through the grace and the power of Sananda, to offer you a special boost for fulfillment of your process, including grace for your personal predicaments. I am going to ask each of you to bring back from this meditation what you need to happen to make your life easier. I want you to ask for that, and then when you come back down into your body, I will assist you energetically. What is it that you need now to have come to fruition to make your life easier? Ask now for what you need on this level here with the Arcturians. When we return to the third dimensional body, we will bring forth new energies to to assist in your process. Be very clear that what you are asking for is what you need. The reason why we are offering this is that it is clear how important this work is for the earth. Your personal predicaments and blocks can easily be resolved so that you can dedicate more of your energy to the mission of connecting to the fifth dimension. And this is Archangel Michael. Then, Giuliano the Arcturian continues, we do take an interest in your personal problems. We do want to assist you. We do also work with the angelic forces that are so close to you. With this connection, with this light, I ask that you come back down to the second level, return from the second to the first, leave the interdimensional library and the ship, and come back down into your body. Even though you have come down, I want you to maintain this connection to the third level. It will be open in your dreams as well. Now, for the conclusion of this aspect of the lecture, I will turn it back over to Archangel Michael. And Archangel Michael concludes by saying, it is a gift and an honor for us to be able to receive the fifth dimensional frequencies from the Arcturians, for you are then able to be a receiver and refine yourself. I will be with you to assist in your release. As you are working on completing this process, keep the three levels in your mind, and you will be purified and quickly move on through this release. This is Archangel Michael. So, to me, that's a really fascinating piece of information, as channeled by David K. Miller. This comes from the Teachings from the Sacred Triangle. And to me, the important factors here are clearly the connections of the crown chakras in the three different levels. And I would say that the way to go about this is to do some research, like research Arcturian energy. I think you'll find that the Arcturians are a fifth dimensional civilization. In my way of thinking, similar to what the Esasani were, that's Bashar's civilization. Bashar's fifth dimensional Esasani, as I understand it, are now called the Shekinah, because in their dimension, at their time space coordinates, they are now, they've moved up to the sixth dimensional existence. And as I understand it, at that point, it's actually without physical form in the sixth dimension. But the Arcturians, very loving energy. I don't think it's possible, really, for there to be a negative influence at the fifth dimensional level. My understanding is that even all disease is eliminated in the fourth dimension, because the disease is basically a lower vibration. But I would ask our listeners to do their own research on Arcturian energy. Go to the Sal Rochelle homepage and read some of their channelings and information that's there. Check out the Infinity Codes of 2007. Check out the crop circles. And by the way, if all these animated crop circles, actually, they come from the actual crop circles. The ones that are in the fields, mostly in the UK. And I guess that gives you a pretty good idea that the Arcturians are also involved in that process. But at any rate, my suggestion is to do your homework and study about Arcturians. And since it was quite a lengthy meditation and a process, unless you're really good at shorthand, again, my suggestion is to listen to the archive of the ET Yoga Show if you're interested in really sitting down and really focusing on that meditation. And that's the process that I used, the process that I went through, and I found it very, very effective, and why I chose to share it with the listeners, as well as I really appreciated this point about getting some personal assistance in areas that the spiritual people need. And I don't know why it is this way. I'm sure that there's very rich spiritual spiritual people. I just don't know any personally. Most of the people that I know that are really spiritual, I guess maybe it's become of some kind of a belief they had back in the old days about not having money or money being a root of evil or whatever beliefs were held in those times or by our parents. But a lot of spiritual people I know barely get by. And in terms of getting some personal assistance with their problems, it's been pointed out to me that certainly your spirit guides can assist in many ways, and the Arcturians here have stated that they're more than willing to work with your spirit guides, as well as Archangel Michael personally getting involved with taking care of certain issues that you may have. So in a very personal and practical way, I think this meditation could be very, very powerful. And as I said, I wouldn't expect anybody to totally remember it nor to accept it just as you hear it on the radio. But do your homework on the Arcturians. Check out the Infinity Codes of 2007. There's a couple of Archangel Michael channelings there. And one is actually the activation of perfect health and well-being. And I've done that on the ET Yoga programs as well. Some really, really good information coming from Archangel Michael. And by the way, Archangel Michael also states that the Infinity Codes are holographic information packets in the form of light and sound. And they are being introduced into the Earth hologram at this point of time. And they carry information that will enable the collective consciousness to make a huge shift in its perceptions and in the creation of reality. For in truth, perception and creation are the same process. And you may have heard me quote from Celia Fenn before, but Celia Fenn is another good person, I think, that channels Arcturian energy. And she actually asked Archangel Michael, she said, well, can you explain that to us? How can perception, an act of perceiving, which is receptive, be the same as the active process of creation? And actually, Archangel Michael answers and says, well, you need first to consider the nature of human reality. Firstly, you consider that you use your eyes and ears to perceive an objective reality that is out there. Now, I'm going to say actually all reality lies within you in the realm of consciousness. It is this inner consciousness that creates the outer reality. So whatever is experienced in the outer world is a projection or creation of your inner reality or consciousness. It is not what you think, but what you are. Your essence, your being, which is projected into creation at a given moment. And I am sure you're familiar with this idea that you create from your inner being or beliefs. And Cecilia says, yes, we have all been working with the ideas of creation and manifestation and the understanding of how our beliefs shape our reality field. And you might note here the connection of this information to that of Bashar, who basically states that your beliefs, your intentions, your emotions, your definitions that are reflected in your experience of reality. In fact, they are perfect reflections of your experience in reality. And Archangel Michael says, indeed, now we can go the next step and say that belief or inner consciousness actually determines reality through the physical act of perception creation. Now, you note that we link the two here. Now, as you have noted, perception is the process whereby you come to understand your reality through experiencing it. Creation, the actual act of bringing that reality into manifest form so that it can be perceived and experienced. Now, we will show you how these activities are one. We're going to say that you are actually creating the reality that you see and perceive as you see and perceive it. You literally project that reality from within and experience it as external reality simultaneously with your creation of events. You have become so used to this process that you're not even aware of the energy and effort that goes into reality creation and perception. You see, the human body is a holographic projection instrument, and the human skull is the primary holographic reality projector. This is why the crystal skulls have become so important again in recent years. You are beginning to understand again the perfection of the design of the human skull and how spirit can project consciousness through this perfectly designed instrument in order to create reality. So can you see how the act of seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, and touching can be a simultaneous point of reality creation? You experience and see as you create, and what you believe and feel determines what you create instantaneously. You are used to the linear time and space construct of the third dimension, where there is an apparent time lag between perceived manifestation and the experience of that manifestation as a concrete reality. In the infinite present of now, you perceive and create in the moment. And what you perceive is what you create. You are physically determining your creations as you perceive them. Now, this is a big leap in understanding for many of you. Many still believe themselves to be experiencing a predetermined reality or matrix over which they have no power. Not so, dear ones. If you believe that you will perceive, create it. If you do not limit yourself, then you are free from the create another, and you are free to create another reality and not to be trapped in a reality that is ironically of your own creation. For indeed, you create your own reality anew every moment through the choices of perception creation that you experience. So if you were to enlarge your perceptions and create from a sense of positive empowerment, you would indeed see and perceive a quite different reality. Your media serves the purpose of keeping you fixed on a consensus reality or group creation that you must accept as your own, because you are still experiencing yourselves as 3D perceivers of a pre-existing or pre-created reality. When you own your own power to create and perceive, you will not be bound by the pre-created images of reality that are served up to you by those that have taken the power to determine your experience of reality as a group. Dearest ones, take back your power to create and perceive, and you will create another reality which better reflects your own inner consciousness of love and beauty. Let the light that pours from your soul through your eyes project and create a luminous reality of love and joy, gratitude, and compassion, for that is what your holographic projector was designed to create in its partnership with soul and spirit. And Celia says, wow, that's quite a shift. Reality is as you create it and perceive it in that moment. That's why it's important to be totally present in the moment, for you're creating and perceiving, and a positive creation requires complete focus on attention and intention. For as we are all told, where you focus is where your energy flows, and your energy creates and perceives, as we are now learning. And Archangel Michael says, yes, exactly. A skilled creator knows how to be totally a part of his or her creations, experiencing and feeling and adjusting the creation process through the exercise of choice. For it's the power of choice that determines the nature of the creation and perception. How you choose to feel and what feelings and emotions you weave into your creations. If you choose to project love, compassion, and gratitude, that is what will be seen in your radiant creations of light. But if you create with and from fear beliefs, then that is what you will manifest in your projections or creations. For reality is no more than a projection of your inner consciousness, as we have said before, and the human body is a means whereby the soul and spirit can experience consciousness. As a story in the material or manifest form, and of course the story can change depending on how the inner consciousness changes. In the third dimension reality, your inner consciousness did often feel threatened and trapped by the slow processes of linear time and creation. And so the story of manipulating, control, darkness, fear, and guilt became central, with a corresponding need to find a way to redeem these experiences. But now, with the removal of linear time and the collapse of reality from a frequency and not a predetermined concrete state to a fluid and flexible and ongoing creation, the inner being now has the freedom to create from its essence of love and joy in the immediate moment. And this, of course, is far more satisfying, yet many of you are afraid to make the changes and you cling to the old ways of being. And Cecilia asks Archangel Michael, well, why is that? And he says, well, change is always difficult, and many of you fear that you will lose your security and that you will not manage in this field of open creation and experience. But it will not be chaotic, and no one will lose out. There is a place for everyone. And there's a place for everyone here to express their love and creativity. In fact, when you accept and allow this shift, you will attract, by the laws of resonance, many people who will want to create with you and share in and support your projects. So group participation and creativity, or working and creating together, is an important component of the new multidimensional creation and projection skills. And again, another interesting bit of information from Archangel Michael, and I believe totally consistent with Bashar's view of reality as well. Speaking of views of reality, certainly appreciate any support you may want to give for the purchase of my latest book, which is ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality. It's not written as a novel or a story. It's basically a composition of about 65 different topics. And you'll find, I think, many of those will be on the cutting edge. The people that I know that have read the book have given me some really nice feedback, and I certainly appreciate that. And yeah, I'm a bit prejudiced, but really highly recommend reading ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond. And for those new to ET Yoga, ET Yoga is all about beliefs and belief systems, channeled information from extraterrestrial sources, connecting with the teachings of great yoga masters. And my personal background comes from teachings from Sri Ramana Maharshi, and personal teachers Paramahansa Yogananda and Sri Swami Satchidananda. And you certainly heard a little bit of Sri Swami Satchidananda at the top of the show doing some japa yoga or mantra repetition. Mantra can be very powerful, like a tuning fork, tunes you to a higher frequency vibration, and that in you which is the most negative or lowest vibration dissipates. And this is why studies around the world have shown that meditators can influence the crime rate. And as usual, in closing with the ET Yoga program, I'd like to wish each and one of you your very best in your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I'd now like to close by providing the Bashar XYZ extraterrestrial meditation.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity and it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you out the front all the way to infinity, but it returns even faster now out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front, back and forth, 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 and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity and back out the right side all the way to infinity and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side and back out the right side and side to side and side to side and front and back 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent, until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is, and as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse, you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.